Hey, how you doing? My name is Ron. What's your name? Okay. Welcome to the program. Yeah, today I just want you to relax. You've had a hard week, haven't you? I know you have. You're not looking good. You got wrinkles under your eyes and gigantic bags and stuff. So you relax. I'll talk. You just sit there. Take your shoes off. Can I get you a cocktail? No? Okay, be that way.
Ron Van Dam is an experienced talk show host. Do not attempt to try this at home.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Are you feeling better?
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. Surprised, are you?
Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you, Julie. Welcome to the program. How are you doing today, huh? I do want you to relax for no reason whatsoever. I'm trying to be nice. That's why I'm just trying to be nice. I am very, very pissed off right now. Can you see? I was the victim of a scam yesterday on the telephone. Raise your hand if you've been a victim of a scam on the telephone. Look at all the hands go up all across the country. Look at all of you. I know, it's annoying. I got the call on my cell phone. I often get it on my landline. My landlady often gets one. It's just all over the place. I'm being scammed and invaded, and I'm being molested. I'm being molested by audibly by telemarketers. Some of them speak English. Some of them not so well. Some of them I can't understand what they're saying. Others are robotic. That's the problem. See, I used to be scammed on the phone by real people who would actually have the courtesy to actually call. A real human being would call me and try to scam me out of money or something. At least it was a real person. Now I'm being scammed by robots. What's happening now? That personal scamming relationship is gone. So yesterday, I get a call on my cell phone, and I get telemarketing calls all day on my cell phone, more than I ever have in memory at all. And I'm on that do not call list for everybody, even for you. I don't even want you calling me. I don't want anybody calling me, to be honest with you. So I'm on every do not call list possible. The only people that seem to call me when I'm on the do not call list are the telemarketers. I mean, how do you figure this out? How does that make sense? I get a call yesterday, and this woman who sounded like she was real, but maybe she wasn't. The robotic call sounds so real now. It's like I can have sex with a robot and I wouldn't even know anymore. She says, I'm adjusting my headphones. Can you hear me? And my response was yes. And then she continued to fumble, and I noticed that she was a robot, and I hung up. Then I thought to myself, uh-oh, what just happened here? Then I went on the international highway of information, the highway of alternate facts, and I found a multitude all over the place on the internet of people being scammed by what they call the Can You Hear Me scam. Have you heard about this? Has this happened to you? If it hasn't happened to you, it probably will very soon. What happens is they get you to say yes. They're recording the call and they're recording your response, yes. And they're taking, then they edit it and they take that yes in your voice. And then as third-party callers, they actually bill you for things. And when you call and say, I didn't order this, you can't bill me for this, they say, yeah, let me play a recording. And the recording has you saying yes to, do you want this product? And you say, wait a minute, man, you edited that. They go, yeah, we'll try to do something about it now. You owe us money. It actually happens. Sometimes they'll get so much information, they'll actually just throw it on your credit card. It's so invasive. It's like somebody broke into your house or into your personal life when you were standing right there. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, tell your kids, tell your grandparents, tell your spouses, tell your friends that we are under assault. And it's not from third world countries necessarily. It could be telemarketing wise. We're under assault from scam artists and from criminals every single day, every single phone call. I look deeper into it. Basically, that's a story. Don't trust anybody anymore. If I have been doing one subject matter on my radio shows for 20 years, 20 freaking years, it has been don't trust anybody until they've earned your trust. I keep saying that. But these people that go to church say, no, Ron, we're all good human beings. Our hearts are all good. We must open up our hearts to everybody and trust everyone. No, no. You're skewed. You're manipulated. Don't do it. And now the proof has come through, both in our presidential election and in scam artists, which I believe have a lot in common. The point is, don't answer the phone. If you see a phone call come in with your caller ID that says unavailable or no number, or the number is 01000222 or something, or it's from some state that you don't even know anybody in, don't answer the phone. Or pick it up, hit answer, you know, not the answer thing, the talk button, hit the talk button, and then immediately hit the end call button. And that should stop it. Never engage in conversation with a telemarketer ever. Never give them your personal information ever. If they ask, is this Bob? Just hang up. Or say no and hang up. You've got to stop this. We've all got to stop this. People are being scammed every day, every minute, and it's continual. It's also disruptive to your day. We all are so involved with the social media and the Facebook and the schmuck book and all that kind of, and the crotch face and all that stuff. We love to share our information. We love to share our thoughts and our opinions. We love to hook up with people we don't even know. But there's a danger in that. And here's the danger. You're giving out too much personal information about yourself, and people who want to harm you, and there are millions of them, that's their focus, to harm you. They can get your information quite easily from many sources. When you fill out little pieces of paper at a travel show or something you go to, or you're going to the Chinese restaurant and there's that little pad of paper that says, win a free trip to Vegas. When you fill that out, you're not winning any free trip to Vegas. You're not winning any prize at a travel show. You're giving out your name, your address, your email, and your telephone number. And you may say, well, Ron, I don't give them all that information. You don't need to give them all that information. Some of that information is enough for them to find you and to get that information. and then you're being scammed and you're being sold and telemarketed with a fine-tooth comb. Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, we're living in an age now where you have to defend yourself every day of every minute. And if you think that I'm being too crazy about this, wait till it happens to you and you'll find out what crazy is. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your kids, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your kids, tell your friends, tell everybody. All right. This is a scam alert. We recorded it from somewhere, some public source, so don't go crazy here. You must listen to this.
Robocalls are off the hook these days, some 30 billion last year, and now there's a new and especially devious scam. Gail Worth was busy packing for a move. Hello? When her phone rang.
He said, "This is Tony Moore. Can you hear me clearly?" And I just hung up. I didn't say another word.
Police now warning criminals are calling people at random to secretly record them.
They're extremely annoying. I'm on the National Do Not Call Registry, and I guess that means nothing these days.
The calls imitate professional salespeople. Take a listen.
"Hi, this is Josh from the Customer Service Department. Can you hear me okay?"
Your answer, yes, is secretly recorded. Later, the scammer calls back, demanding payment, using that recording as proof you agreed to pay for goods or services. On social media, victims are speaking out, saying, "Just found an unauthorized charge on my card, and they got me. They're super slick."
We have seen these robocalls get more sophisticated and even mimic things like background noise to convince you as the recipient of the phone call that it's a real person.
To protect yourself, the Federal Trade Commission recommends never give out your personal information. And if you receive a pre-recorded sales call or if someone asks, "Can you hear me?" just hang up.
This will continue to open up different ways for fraudsters to try and pretend that they are us and commit fraud that will eventually hit our pocketbooks.
A warning for all Americans to be wary of who's on the other end of the line. Jolene Kent, NBC News, Washington.
Hey, NBC News fans, thanks for checking out our YouTube channel.
Yeah, that's from NBC News. It's a serious thing. And even though you may think you can handle those things and come up with some snappy way of getting rid of them, again, you must tell your friends and neighbors and kids and boyfriends and girlfriends and spouses that this actually exists and it can cause tremendous problems. As a result, if you have a credit card, don't just pay whatever is there. Go through every item line by line and make sure that that is a charge that you are aware of that you incurred. Take a look at your phone bill if you happen to get one. And check out all those extra charges or charges at all and make sure that someone hasn't billed your phone, because they do have your phone number, quite obviously, when they call to scam you. It's a horrible way to live, ladies and gentlemen, a horrible way to live so much on the defensive, and it's very, very sad. But it is what it is. That's what I'm told day and night, night and day. Ron, you can complain all you want, but it is what it is. Well, I'm going to complain, and that is what it is. It's a shame that we have to put up with this crap. To believe in humanity, I thought it was pretty cool. I thought that we're all in one large boat, Sometimes there's a hole in the boat and we all gather together and we plug it up. I always thought that if we all held hands in unison, we could accomplish anything. But then the older that I got, the more I realized that's not necessarily the case. And that people are out to get you. I used to think that was because I smoked so much pot in college. Oh, I smoke pot every day. Don't be like me, kids. Didn't do that for long, though, because I started getting paranoid. And I thought, well, is the paranoia based on the smoking of the marijuana activity? I stopped that decades ago, and I'm more paranoid than ever. And with good reason, unfortunately. So what you've got to do is you've got to stay aware, you've got to stay informed, you've got to stay smart. See if that works. Yeah, it's a pity. What the hell? That's why we got to stay together, kids. We have to form a group. We have to make sure that no one's going to take advantage of us. We don't look for any government or any agency or any law enforcement necessarily to protect us 24/7. We have to do it ourselves. That doesn't mean you run out and get a gun or anything like that, but it does mean that you stay smart. You stay informed and you stay intelligent. Now, all that being said, the world is still a wonderful place. I mean, let's not take one little aspect of our lives and make everything sour. Although I have done that with our so-called president, who is making things a bit untasty, shall we say. Let's see. What are the latest stupid things that our so-called president has done in order to display how we should look up to somebody? Well, let's see. First of all, with this travel ban thing, which I always thought you couldn't bring toothpaste in a tube, now apparently the toothpaste in the tube can come into the country, but not the people. Of course, that's a broad statement. I understand what the so-called president is trying to do. It's just that the execution of it sucks big time. If you're going to do something to that extent that affects the whole world, you got to think it out all the way through. You got to sit down and have some discussions about it, as opposed to sitting down at a table, signing a piece of paper and say, all right, that's it. Again, think things through and shut your mouth, so-called president. That's my, if I had you in the room with me, I would close the door, I would slap you in the face and say, look, you know, what the hell's wrong with you? Just shut the hell up and talk to people. Try to bring people together. Stop insulting people that don't agree with you. You're alienating everybody. You're probably going to cause World War III if you don't shut up. So I'm going to have to take this duct tape and put it over your mouth. And by the way, take that stupid orange makeup off your face. You look like you're about to perform a mime theater thing. Cut it out. Just start acting presidential, will you? God, please, do something. It's like you can only do one of two things. Tweet or grab somebody's pussy. That's about all you can do as president. Thanks for having our kids look up to that. Here's what he did recently. And I'm bringing it out, so maybe he can change, but he never will. This travel ban thing, a circuit appeals judge, haven't even ruled yet, but he is calling out, he's calling them so-called judges because they disagree with Trump's opinion. So now they're not judges, they're so-called judges. So unless a judge agrees with so-called President Trump, he's a so-called judge. We're your so-called president then. Our judicial system is supposed to stay separate. Mr. Trump calls them political. So you keep your mouth shut, Mr. President. You have some decorum. His daughter, Ivanka, she apparently sells her clothing line at Nordstrom's. Nordstrom says, which is a huge expensive department store that nobody can afford to go to. That's the place where you buy stuff in the department store just so you can walk around with the bag that says Nordstrom's on it. Apparently, that chain says that sales are down on the Ivanka Trump thing. So they're going to discontinue her line at the Nordstrom stores. That could be the reason. The reason could be because her father is president and maybe it doesn't look too cool to do that. Whatever the reason may be, a store has every right to either pick up a line of clothing or not. It's a business move. It's a private business. They can make any business move they want. They've publicly stated it's because sales are down for her line of clothing. So-called President Trump actually tweets as President of the United States that Nordstrom's is trying to out his daughter. It's a personal affront on his daughter. And Nordstrom's has done a terrible, terrible action. The President of the United States is commenting as president on Nordstrom's making a business deal that the president doesn't agree with. I can't tell you how dangerous that is. And if you think it through, you'll understand what's going on here. Either so-called President Trump is incredibly stupid, or, even worse, he's incredibly smart. And his designs are to be autonomous. That the judicial branch will be insulted and will be maligned if they don't agree with President Trump. And if Congress doesn't agree with President Trump, they will be assaulted and they will be maligned. And if Nordstrom's dare drops his daughter's clothing line, Nordstrom's as a department chain by the president shall be maligned. That's dangerous. That's dangerous. That's turning a country from individual freedoms into dictatorship. Case in point, if the media says something nasty about so-called President Trump, so-called President Trump says that the media is a bunch of liars. They make up stuff. Don't believe anything the media says. Excuse me. The media is First Amendment. We need a body to report the news, to keep things above board. Without the media, you've got a dictatorship like Putin has. He doesn't let the media talk. He doesn't let his bureaus talk. He doesn't let his government agencies talk. That's what Trump wants. And I hearken back to a comment that Donald Trump made before he was president when he was running as a nominee. He said, case in point, I admire Vladimir Putin. Because when he makes a decision, his people understand it and they go along with it. And he's a real leader as a result. He's a dictator, you schmuck. That's the definition of it. The people can't comment or criticize. That's a dictatorship. Now, I'm saying that either so-called President Trump get it together or some group starts impeachment proceedings. It's a long road. But if this man does not change his demeanor and does not involve the government branches in decision-making and let them under the Constitution perform as they were set up to perform, then we no longer have a democracy. It hasn't come to that, but it's got all the signs of it. And beware of the signs.
Yes, of course, you could have a podcast show host who's congenial and conversational and talks to you like you're both on the same level and discussing the issues of the day. But come on, isn't having a grumpy old bastard who hates just about friggin' everything way better? This is the Ron Van Dam Show.
I mean, I hate to say this on the air, but if you're an asshole, then at least put your hand up and say that you're an asshole. Dennis Leary knows what I'm talking about.
I'm just a regular Joe with a regular job. I'm your average white suburbanite slob. I like football and porno and books about war. I got an average house with a nice hardwood floor. My wife and my job, my kids and my car. My feet on my table and a Cuban cigar. But sometimes that just ain't enough to keep a man like me interested.
Oh no,
no way. No, I've gotta go out and have fun at someone else's expense.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. I drive really slow in the ultra-fast lane while people behind me are going insane. I'm an asshole, yo, 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 yo. I'm an asshole, yo, buddy, yo, buddy, yo. Public toilets and I piss on the seat. I walk around in the summertime saying, how about this heat? I'm an echo, yo, 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 yo. I'm an echo, yo, yo, yo. Sometimes I park in handicapped spaces while handicapped people make handicapped faces. I'm an echo, yo, 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 yo. I'm an echo. Maybe I shouldn't be singing this song, ranting and raving and carrying on. Maybe they're right when they tell me I'm wrong. Myself a 1967 Cadillac Eldorado convertible, hot pink with whale skin hubcaps and all leather cow interior and big brown baby seal eyes for headlights. Yeah! And I'm gonna drive around in that baby at 115 miles per hour, getting 1 mile per gallon, sucking down quarter pound of cheeseburgers from McDonald's in the old-fashioned non-biodegradable styrofoam containers. And when I'm done sucking down those greaseball burgers, I'm gonna wipe my mouth with the American flag, and then I'm gonna toss the styrofoam containers right out the side, and there ain't a goddamn thing anybody can do about it. You know why? Because we got the bomb. That's why. Two words.
nuclear fucking weapons, okay? Russia, Germany, Romania, they can have all the democracy they want. They can have a big democracy cakewalk right through the middle of Tiananmen Square, and it won't make a lick of difference because we got the bombs, okay? John Wayne's not dead. He's frozen. And as soon as we find a cure for cancer, we're gonna thaw out the Duke, and he's gonna be pretty pissed off. You know why? Have you ever taken a cold shower? We'll multiply that by 15 million times. That's how pissed off the Duke's gonna be. I'm gonna get the Duke and John Cassavetes and Lee Marvin and Sam Peckinpah and a case of whiskey and drive down to Texas.
You know, you really are an asshole.
Why don't you just shut up and sing this song, pal? I'm an asshole.
Yo, 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 yo. I'm an asshole.
Hey, S-S-H-O-L-E. Everybody, hey, S-S-H-O-L-E. And I'm proud of it.
That's Dennis Leary. You know, that was so invigoratingly, I don't know what, that I think I need to relax, meditate, look forward. Maybe it's a good idea to hear my horoscope right now.
Greetings, fellow planet travelers. Kip Starchild here with your horoscopescape for the month. Let's see what the stars have in store for you. Aquarius, there are just two words for your month ahead. Regrettable tattoos. Pisces, remember that when one door closes, another one opens. Usually. You probably shouldn't stand around waiting. You could try knocking politely, but... yeah. Aries, no one wants to get hit by falling space junk, but you should probably get used to the idea. Taurus, new friends and a new outlook on life are coming your way, thanks to a blow to the skull and subsequent amnesia. Gemini, get out of that bad relationship you're in, because the bad part? Yeah, that would be you. Cancer, keep in mind that naked midnight spearfishing during a thunderstorm only sounds like a good idea when you're really drunk and should probably be taken home instead. Leo, here are your two words for the month. Lengthy trial. Oh, and two more. Concurrent sentences. Virgo, just when it looks like things are about as bad as it gets, get ready to discover that you are wrong. Libra, a modeling opportunity is coming your way this month. Looks like you'll be the before picture for either weight loss or hair restoration or toe fungus removal. Possibly all three. Scorpio, change your travel plans soon. The stars are a little clear on exactly why, but apparently everyone in Taiwan hates you. Sagittarius, you're going viral this month, but a hearty dose of antibiotics should clear that right up in no time. Capricorn, you will soon hear from an old flame. Considering your track record, it will probably be about bail money or muling one more load of coke over the border, but just see where that goes. Why not? That's your horoscopescape for the month. I'm Kip Starchild. Until next time, peace.
Gray skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face. Take off the gloomy mask of tragedy, it's not your style. You look so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile.
Yeah, you know, you gotta yin and yang this thing. You got a glass half empty, half full this whole deal. There's a lot of lovely, wonderful things going on. Do you know that Valentine's Day is coming up soon? Ooh. Perhaps you shouldn't wait till the last minute this year like you always do, both guys and girls.
Put on a happy face.
More than any other holiday, Valentine's Day is a federal law. You must make the other person happy, otherwise you will surely live a life in hell. So do something creative, do something that will delight your lover for once in your life.
She'd never laugh or sing, she wouldn't listen to me, now she's a mean old thing. So spread sunshine all over the place, just put on a happy face.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, perhaps a box of chocolates, especially for your diabetic girlfriend, or perhaps a lovely rose with a big thorn coming out of the stem. One way or the other, Valentine's Day says, I love you once a year. Or perhaps that nice little card that you picked out from CVS that has somebody else's words about how much you love your partner. Not in your words, in their words, you just sign it at the bottom. Like it's an executive order. I miss the big band sound. That was like a big band sound when you had the full orchestration of a band. You had the brass section and everything was going nuts and zippy and wonderful and snappy. And people were flying around the room dancing and snapping their fingers. And oh, I miss those days. Not that I ever lived during them, but it sounds like they were really nice. The big band sounds, you know, with the orchestra leader. Orchestra leader did nothing except for just bounce around and point to people, you know, to play an instrument. It was just like, it was just so. I miss the stuff that I didn't even live through, much less the stuff that I did. Yeah. You know, romance in your life doesn't have to be through another person. You can actually romance your memories. You can actually think about things in the past that really delighted you, or think about things in the present that really delight you, or think about things in the future that maybe could delight you. You got to get into yourself, man. You got to stop depending on other people on Facebook to tell you how good you are or that kind of stuff, and fishing for compliments and making sure everybody likes you. And you know, that's nice and all that, but it's not realistic. You got to satisfy yourself. I'm not talking about masturbation, although that does help every once in a while. Who's kidding who? No, you have got to be a happy person because of yourself. And when you find that and when you're able to do that, life just opens up really, really well. And I need to do that too. I'm no better than you are. Actually, I am. Have yourselves a wonderful day. I wish you peace. Join me tomorrow, will you? That's rhetorical. Don't answer that.
good morning.
Good morning.
You're a nut.
No, you are.
I am too.
Yay.